gonna get some shelter. Oh yeah, I'm gonna fade away. Oh, children, just shine away. It's just a shine away. Oh, children, it's just a shine away. It's just a shine away. See, fire is sweeping. Ah, very streaks today. Burns like a red coal car.
Who? Toe? Toe? Who you have to call? Nani? Nani?
Really?
I was just making a call.
Oh.
I'm okay, Alex.
I know, I'm upset hearing about it. It's making me sad.
And then, Mommy, I thought if she goes tomorrow to the I would join her. Today I don't think I could.
What? Oh, so is she waiting another day for you?
No, I don't know. She wouldn't do that. She would probably like to go tonight in the rain.
So you're saying even if she goes tomorrow, would you go if she?
Yeah, because today I just didn't.
Yeah, I'm not going till tomorrow too, so I could talk to her.
Well, you could go anytime.
I'll ask her. Hold on. If not, you'll take the bus with me. There be it.
No, I'm not gonna take the bus.
Hold on, I'll call her after our call. Just relax.
No, I'll call her after.
I'm gonna sing. Anyway, what children? It's just a shine away. It's just a shine away. What children? It's just a shine away. It's just a shine away.
No, Alex,
that's
screaming, honey. I don't like the screaming. Oh, it's part of the song. No, Alex, I'm not involved in the screaming.
I don't feel well, honey. I'm sorry. I had trouble
with my eyes. How are you, baby?
Good. Can I finish? Yeah.
What a miserable day.
I know, it's horrible. But I'm gonna finish this one.
It's just a show. 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 It's just a show.
The flood is threatening my very life today. Give me shelter. Oh, I'm gonna fade away. Oh, children, it's just a shot away. 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 I tell you, love, sister, it's just a kiss away. 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 Kiss away. Kiss away. Yo, blah blah B, what we doing, homie? What we doing, Wanny?
Oh, I didn't know where you went. Where were you?
I went to look at the window.
I thought you were dead.
Oh. I'll let you know.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hello? Paula, it's you? Hello? I don't hear you, Paula. Speak into the phone. Yeah, okay, Paula. I hear you better than I miss you. Are you going today? Oh, I thought if you went tomorrow, I'd go. I don't want to go tonight in the rain. Nah. Alex is going to be there too, I think. Yeah. Oh, so you... What time? I'm not even near ready. What time will you be leaving? Oh, I didn't even pack. I'm not dressed. No, it's all right. Approximately, can you tell me? I do like to come, but I thought you're going maybe tomorrow. I would like to go with you. No, all right, honey. Forget it. Then that's all right. No, because I'm still taking care of my eye, you know. But I put... All right. Please give me...
She's lying. Make an excuse not to come out with
now,
us. To her summer house.
It's now 4 o'clock. About 6 o'clock.
Love you, Grams.
Graham.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, all right.
We hood now. Off that basic-ish. I never thought what you would have in mind by...
Paula?
In dear fact, considering... Oh, hello, Nani. How are you?
Paula, honey. Alex.
Right.
I'm going to go. I have to be ready for 6 o'clock.
Oh, my God. Yippee-yay-ki-yay. I'll hang up then. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, dear. Adios. Love you.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For coming.
Bye-bye, honey.
Love you. Cool. Thank you all. This has been a pleasure.
Chapter 2.
Hello?
Yo.
Ryan?
Yes.
Oh my God, thank God, dude. I tried calling you today, but I did one number off as well before I reached your digits. And I think they called me back, but it's at Floral Park, their number as well. Some shit like that. So I was just afraid like someone was like trying to kill me because I disturbed them or something. And I did dope for the first time in a week. So
I heard through the grapevine that you actually did lose your job.
What?
I heard through a grapevine that you did lose your job.
The fuck? I told you I lost my job and I didn't get a chance to tell you I got it back, but I told Grapevines and Tries and Anna's Tries that I got it back.
No, you told me that you got it back and then I blocked you again. But then I saw someone today who used to work with you that they heard through the grapevine. Well, she heard through the grapevine.
Used to... Raph.
Huh. I'm not saying any names because this might be being recorded.
No. Because you don't know all the people that we know and the people I told last week that I didn't get a chance to untell a certain ginger named Alec who's best friends with her. And also a kid named Brian Kiss-Ass McGann who's an Irish kid. Those two kids speak with her. So, yeah, it's either Brian or Alec. They're the only two kids I have told that know her. I didn't tell anyone otherwise because I didn't know for sure, like, what was going on.
that I got hired back. I told everyone about the firing last week. That's crazy you're dating Raph. It's really weird, actually. Granted, she's grueling through the transcendental crises in fair form. Right on, brother.
I'm not dating Raph.
Wow. Sorry to
hear. It was cool a second shit. Outing. It was cool.
Only a second? Wow. It seems like this has been beaten to death. I thought you practically got the ring already. I texted Maddie today. Cool shit. You're not talking to Maddie, right?
No.
Yeah, I think she has a few men's sucking dick somewhere. Yeah, she texted me a picture of her dog after, and she made it seem like she had a man's, like, horrible. So, yeah.
So I got to have sex with that little blonde chick.
Oh my god. Ryan having sex. That seems to be the weirdest part about literally any of this. Wow.
Then after I made her come, she said, can we take a break? And I said, sure. And then she started crying. And then I left.
Over you or over someone else?
She said that she has trauma and that she felt like a robot after she came.
Word.
Which basically means that,
don't you feel like a robot after you come? I thought everyone did. That's called the post-nut clarity. The Call Her Daddy Girls actually did an entire series about it.
What people mean when they say that is that they got raped.
Oh, shit. By an uncle?
Like I have some, no idea.
No, because so when it's
ask a girl who she got raped.
No, I didn't know how much info you get when it's like a crime. It said I got raped when I was younger. It's like usually a random and someone beat you up, but it's like I have trauma. It's usually because a family member abused you. That's what the trauma is. Difference.
I was not going to press the matter.
Okay. I don't know if you get off to shit like that, like getting kicks knowing you're better than someone else because you didn't have to go through horrible shit they went through. Some people enjoy. I don't think Tri does, but I feel like Anna enjoys that, like hearing about some fuck shit. I know Maddie did. All horrible people. That's a different.
Everyone has their struggles.
That's why you even realize.
And then the girl told me that she wants to focus on herself and that we shouldn't talk. And
wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Also only has 13
days. Oh, dude, your dick isn't working, man. You're doing it wrong. Holy shit.
Bro,
what?
He has 13 days in AA and Damn. Started crying after I made her come. She started crying. There's clearly some level of fucked up shit going through her head.
Wow. Yo, you literally made her come. Most women are like smoking a cigarette and like reading a fucking entertainment magazine. After
Let me
that
tell
shit.
You something. When a girl screams your name while they're coming,
oh my god, dude, this is so awkward though. Like thinking you making these chicks wet in like a beautiful like hood mansion, just McMansion on 120th, and that
it was in Harlem. It was actually on 140th.
Oh wow, Spanish Harlem, very deep in. So, yeah, the Bronx is, like, not till, like, 180th, but you get Bronx-like people all over there. And
yeah.
It's horrible.
So, I was devastated about that, and then met up with Ross, and now I feel a little bit better. Fuck, I wasn't supposed to say names, so that might be being recorded.
Are you being recorded? I block out names now. I can't, because you've said my name so many times. You said shit and recorded, so I block out everything. It's cool.
Well, obviously, I don't know I'm being recorded, so I'm just Never. Talking to you.
You're not being recorded.
Wow, amazing.
I know.
I'm just calling you to check up to see if you got fired or not. You're still blocked.
Oh.
I just wanted to make sure that you weren't on the verge of killing yourself.
Wait. I had a question. I actually really wanted to talk today. I felt really bad about myself and, like, family and shit and, like, thoughts were racing through my head that you really helped me a lot of times when I was, like, in, like, bad messes. I would normally just, like, go into my room and watch America's Most Wanted and cry. Maybe my grandpa would come in and slap some sense to me. And my dad usually was either working or dead. And, yeah, my grandpa was really the only fatherly figure. And just thinking about, like, what you did for my mom and then how you hoaxed me through some stuff and let me see, like, the people that were fucking me over. And, like, you would just tell me, like, these people aren't good for you, or this shit is fucking with your life. And just remembering that, it was really cool. And, like, literally everyone deaded me. When Sherrod doesn't respond to your text, there's a few bottoms you could go, or a rock. But I think that I haven't always given you the due courtesy and been hard on you and condescending to things that you have done. And maybe not shed so much light on your accomplishments. So I was going to call you today saying, like, I was about to off myself, not in the literal sense, in the figurative sense, like, ego suicide, where, like, you might not be able to go, like, get up from where you are. You could just die in your place right there. You feel me? Whatever it is, because Madison was texting shit as if it sounded like she was engaged or some shit. Whatever shit. My mom also thought it when I read through, like, the message I was sent. But I don't think it's that serious. She's just sucking a lot of dick. So.
Bro, you've been broken up with this chick for, like,
2 years. 2 years. And your fucking bitch isn't getting money, and I'm just, like, and, like, dicking around at some nowhere job that the world apparently knows doesn't even want me there. The creepy old men don't even fucking want to fuck with me.
It's almost as if I got clean and started living life correctly.
Yeah, the exact thing I stopped doing when I got dirty.
You never lived life clean. You've always been drinking or smoking. So, no.
No, I never lived life correctly. I never lived life clean the past, like, 12. I never lived life correctly my whole life. No. No, it's really sad.
I'm gonna try this again for whatever reasoning, even though, like, it's probably not gonna do anything. What help could I be to you, Alex?
Oh shit. Fucked. This is so gay! We used to be homies. You used to come through the fucking J. Like, I don't even need a J. I'll fucking look at you, and we could play, like, that laugh game where you just fucking laugh. But, like, I've even said things
to
you.
Yeah, I do that now with, like, people who are clean and sober, bro.
It's so weird.
I do that.
Yeah. No, it's so weird.
I'm actually funnier. Rap actually said I'm very funny. So.
Oh, my God. Did you have this all along? Like, it seems like you're doing some with German 1700 scholars theorize the Übermensch.
Yeah, I actually love that.
I know, bro. Everyone and their uncle has a niche tattoo on their asshole. What do you want from me, bro?
Yo, Rap actually, she said that's her favorite philosopher, and I was like, he's cool, but Diogenes is.
Her and 1 million other basic chicks that hang around Beverly Hills and take pictures of their fucking mango smoothie. Yeah.
So, what can I do to help you, bro? Because
Chapter 3. See if this works. Someone who doesn't.
What's up, you degenerate?
Monsters, fires, homeless. I've gone cabin with some doctor I've met on the street. He has potions and medications and stuff. I'm under the custody of a doctor. I shall put him on now.
What?
Hey, you. Now, who am I talking to here? What's so funny? Guy?
Alex.
I'll put your friend back on.
Alex.
But I need to get some money first.
Alex.
I'm a very wealthy man, sir. And that ain't not a thing that I won't do to get my pleasant peaches back in your garden, monsieur. Can I be in the Tarantino movie playing some doctor? I could play that guy in the Tarantino movie, but I couldn't play anybody else except for maybe Off-Cesar. But Off-Cesar would have far too minor of a role. And goddammit, that guy would have a small role in the Tarantino movie, but it would be a big one, even so. Some more of those friends of Manson. I've literally lost it all. Sorry. I'm doing some creative writing today. It's nothing to it.
Manson would love what was going on right now.
He'd be the king. He would be in, like, the anti-Trump coalition, and it would be all the white people who hate their parents and hate Trump would just live in Manson's place.
Dude, this is the helter-skelter he was trying.
Holy fuck, my dude. I learned about that in 7th grade on the History Channel. Manson's helter-skelter. So you know about him listening to the Beatles for the first time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, thinking he had that language with them, the way me and you have a language, he thought that they literally knew he was talking to them, because he knew the Beach Boys, and he almost made a record with them, so he believed the Beatles were predicting some type of race war. I know, and that the blacks would win, and then Manson and his family would arise, because the blacks wouldn't know what to do with the power when they won. It's some of the most despicable and racist modern day American thought that so many people even today share, that he's actually becoming fucking right. Motherfuckers. I can't believe this is what you think about in your time. I'm fucking gonna be homeless on the street with Doctor soon. And I have to worry about a new job. It's nice that you can think about pseudo conservative fact bites and stuff, but what's up? I'm just playing my I'm just kidding around. I said it's cool that having a paycheck affords luxuries to, like, worry about, like, what it's like to be a protected white person. Because you're not fighting for your life every day. But, like, if you got fired, it may have been a similar situation. Then again, you have a literally house that I think you guys own. So, the rent is really the only risk. If I didn't have rent, dude, I could have lived another 7 years just literally making pasta and hot dogs if I had, like, my mom's house. But the fact that I have to pay 20 grand of rent every year, my therapist said, "Why are they not letting you back home?" I said, "I'm a drug addict." He said, "And I think you have to get help right now. You have to fucking go into the rehab." He wanted me to go away for 30 days. I'm like, "No, not yet." I'm like, "If you want me to do some summer camp or whatever fucking witchcraftery, pseudo magic, soothsayer, prophesizer, medicine mannery that you want me to get my ass bang up into, I'm gonna need to watch a shitload of Dave Chappelle and study my ass off in a new skill and get a job before I join your little program for like a semester." So I said I would do him like a Thanksgiving Christmas break, do his rehab club. "You have to go away and live with fucking junkies, dude." My mom said, "Don't do that, you're just gonna become more of a junkie. You just make all junkie friends." And then that's what happened to Ryan. So he made sober friends, but now they're all sober as weirdos in some house all together, and they jerk each other off at the end of the night after they text like some random girls online. It's literally insane. They like snore, and it's 4-in-1 room with bunk beds. It's not pretty, dude. I'm insane, but that would make me worse.
What the fuck?
I'm vibing. What's up?
I gotta lie. Just a heads up. I haven't slept. So
why?
I'm gonna be like, no, just. Not because I couldn't, it was just because I got home late. I was chilling last night in Jersey.
Oh,
and today,
yeah, I thought you were staying your home for at least 6 months due to the riots that ended up coming true.
No, and
oh, were you with family? No, you weren't. You said chilling.
No, hold on.
Such a fact.
What?
No, you just laughed. I felt like you knew something I didn't. Because you're going to be sus with, like, the last few lines, but I'd like if you continue that. I could comment and make fun of some more things you say, but the joke's on me, so knock yourself out, kid. I'm kidding. I'm not being paranoid. I'm just homeless. It's different. Dude, I have gold material, Ben. You don't understand about my grandma telling me begging her, saying I'm going to live on the street, and her crying, and I'm saying, and I'll just live with you. She said, no, you're not living with me. She pretended she could not hear me, Ben. She pretended like she had earwax in her ears, and that they were all clogged, that she couldn't hear a word I was saying after I started asking to, like, move in with her. Just joking. I won't be homeless for another year and a half, hopefully, like, if I use all my savings and whatever. So I'm hoping to get a job in, like, 4 months. But she didn't, like, take my thing where I said, kind of stay with you for, like, a little bit as I get back on my feet, dude. She literally was pretending like she could not hear me so that she could get out of Save Your Child. And I'm making up scenarios, like, I'm going to be out on the street. You have to hear it. But she's like, no, I can't. I'm like, but if I'm reaching my hand out and the zombies are going to get me, she says, I can't hear you. And the second I say something else, Ben, I'm like, also, did you have that meatloaf tonight? She's like, yeah, I had it. It was delicious, honey. Other thing, she just couldn't hear me. That's diabolical, dude. On Sopranos, I thought it was intense that they made up a fiction of the mob boss's mother getting convinced by her old husband who died's brother to kill the son Tony. I don't know if you saw Sopranos, but the mom ordered the hit on the son in the end. I feel like this is tantamount. It's like indirectly, if like you don't take someone in if they're about to be homeless with the streets rioting, it's like you're dead. Does that make sense, or does that make sense?
No. It probably does make sense. I'm just like, my brain is too fried.
Oh, that's fine. What? I can't believe you're so. Wait, you were up the entire night?
Hold on. Let me just explain why.
Yeah, please.
So, last night, me and Ryan went to go chill with our buddies who just moved to Jersey, but I also needed. I remember I told you that I fucked up my car.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
So no. It's okay.
Was your dog in the car when that happened? That's so dangerous.
No, she wasn't. No.
Good.
So, this morning, my cousin who's a mechanic. I said that he would figure it out for me, and it would cost me just way less money. So
good shit, dude.
So I needed to get the car to him by 8 in the morning so I could get home and log into work on time. So since I got home so late last night, I just...
Oh, did you get like 5 hours? I'm sorry, my AirPods.
When I got home, I just decided if I fall asleep now, there is no way I'm waking up in time. So I just kind of stayed awake, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna drive the car there, I'm gonna take an Uber back home, and by the time I get home, I'll be on time for work. And all of that actually worked. I actually executed a plan.
What did it accomplish? I'm sorry, you saved time?
I got my car to my cousin's shop.
Oh shit! That's actually fucking dope. I was able to clock
him to work on time.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Cool story, bro. Chapter 4. I'm talking that mob shit, Martin.
Oh, we do other things. The Jeep songs have been in commercials. His biggest song, Indian Summer, which has been around. Like,
yeah, I know Indian Summer. 90 million. Yo, dude, he got 4 out of 5 stars on Rolling Stone. What the fuck? How do you not know about what your client is doing?
He's not my client.
He's not?
No.
Okay.
But,
I thought you were still doing stuff for that.
Indian Summer got 90 million. And then his next biggest song, Starlight, got 29 million. And then he has several 15 million and then several 3 million song streams, which is just really insane.
Wait. A guy named Peter Wolf made a band called The Cure for Loneliness. That's what I found. So, Peter Wolf, A Cure for... What are the odds?
Peter Wolf.
Gosh. What are the odds?
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Jai Wolf's album was not reviewed on Rolling Stone. I guess he's not a select. So sad.
Not like an EDM blog, like Dancing Astronaut or something.
Right. Like, he's popular in the EDM world, but like... Okay. Did you have something else to say, though, before this?
No, glad you're able to catch up.
Yeah, this is awesome.
I've been absolutely crushing the Star Wars animated series, Clone Wars. Yeah. It's fucking incredible. It's like the story that the prequels should have told. They just, like, finally did it right years later.
Yeah, that was, like, the right way of doing it. Only it's so stupid that they couldn't just... get a good script for the actual theatrical release. They have to do it on some cartoon that no one sees.
If you're a Star Wars fan, it's like the cult thing. Like, everyone's like, oh yeah, like, right. That's the shit. Like,
but no one's really seen that outside of the Star Wars community and young kids.
So the new season is currently out on Disney Plus for the first time in years because it basically got canceled before it could finish its story. So then it was renewed for a final season on Disney Plus. So I've been just watching all of it.
I know.
I could truly say it's, like, amazing and, like, some of the best Star Wars stories. And, like, the animation is incredible. Like, literally, like, one episode ago, they had, like, a force ghost of Qui-Gon Jinn. And they got Liam Neeson to do the voice, like, in the animated show.
That's awesome.
It's, like, it's like a perfect thing to just, like, smoke to and just crush, like, 10 episodes.
That's actually sick.
Because they're, like, 20 minutes long. Dude, if you have some free time and you're done with Mando,
I have to like get back into the. I'm not gonna, dude. I'm out of that fucking world, yo. I was in that world for like the 3 month period between like the last Star Wars and Mando and when Fortnite added. I'm all Deadpool centric now. All in Deadpool, and once you're out of that world, it's just.
I feel you. But so all right, I'm gonna go back to crushing some Clone Wars.
Cool.
It was good catching up with you, my man.
Awesome. Seriously.
And when this is all over, you gotta come over and play Zelda because it's like Majora's Mask, except like 20 times more expansive and like really in thorough and in depth. And it's really like a crazy. It's one of the best games I've ever played, just because of like how well done, how well made it is.
You don't say.
And like the world, it's entirely open world. Like, you can literally traverse miles and climb up mountains and shit, and there's, like, no loading screens, just completely open.
Good.
Wow. And you, like, you only, like, pick up weapons. You don't even, like, earn weapons. You just get weapons from, like, defeating enemies and, like, finding them in treasure chests and shit.
Right.
But if you, like, overuse a weapon, it's gonna break.
Right.
So you gotta be, like, very strategic with, like, what weapons you have in your inventory, and, like, you gotta conserve shit, and you gotta, like, it's... You gotta be strategic, and I've never really seen that in a game before.
The graphics are trash, though, right?
Or Grand Theft Auto or something.
The graphics are trash because it's Nintendo, though, right?
The graphics are unbelievable. The Switch leveled up.
Oh, the Switch. Because I remember the Wii, they like purposely put like cartoony graphics, so like the game could never reach like a certain height.
Some of the photography on Breath of the Wild is like actually like breathtaking. Like you'll literally like play the whole game. Like it goes like day and night, like time cycle, and then like you'll see like the sunset and the sunrise, and it's like truly like beautiful vistas out of like a Western movie. And and then like if you literally like you're at this like random like I was like at this random lake at like 12 a.m. at night in the game. And all of a sudden, like, a fucking dragon, a glowing dragon just emerged from the lake and just started flying around and shit.
Wait. Like, was a part of, like, the campaign, or it was just...
No, it just, like, happens in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I shot an arrow at it, and, like, its scale fell off, and I could use the scale to, like, build armor and shit.
Really?
Yeah. It's really, like...
Yo, that's insane.
One of the best games I've ever played.
So interfacing. User-friendly.
Yeah.
That's insane. That sounds like good shit.
You have a paraglider, so you can literally glide all over the landscape. Like, you could climb to the top of a mountain and paraglide off and just, like, glide all over the place and see these crazy vistas and shit.
So many vistas.
It's Wait, really wild.
Is it the largest world in a campaign ever?
I don't know about ever, but it definitely is the largest Zelda world.
Sounds pretty big.
Yeah, it really is.
It's lit. Yeah, we'll start.
I'm gonna send you a screenshot that I just found online of like a sunset in the game.
Okay.
And you could tell me what you think of like the graphics. Like, it's not like Red Dead quality, but for like Nintendo, like it's incredible.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we'll play Red Dead, yo. When you start from that.
Red Dead is probably a perfect game to play at this time.
I know. I'm too busy to start it now, though, truly. I have less time than I did before the Purge.
When all the accounting work settles down, it's like probably a great...
I literally don't know when it will settle down, but oh my god, that looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
It still looks a little cartoony, though. With like
It is cartoony, like it's still Zelda, but it's like...
It's easier to do the graphics when it's cartoony like that, but...
That's their style, for sure. Like, they're not going to do, like... They're not going to do, like, a real Dutch Shooter.
I thought it was going to be, like... I thought it was going to be, like, Metal Gear, where they have it down to the molecular pixel. You show, like, amoebas and shit.
Yeah.
Wait, yo. Did I send you, or did you see that Conan thing on Facebook?
So funny.
Oh, wait. So funny. Conan with Kojima.
Yeah.
Oh, so my God. Yeah. That's, like, one of the funniest things I've seen in a while.
That's so chill.
It really was. But not as good as Conan firing off guns with Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yo. He just starts screaming. He's like... And Conan says this man was just firing his machine gun 15 minutes ago. So much fun.
Yeah.
All
right,
yeah,
man.
Great.
Be safe. Be well.
Quickie word. Yeah, thanks for the dating advice. I'll make sure to make a YouTube video about it. Let you know. Quickie word.
Later, man.
You have fun with those arm bars. Peace.
Thank you. Peace.
Good guy. My man.
What's up, bro?
Chapter 5.
Hamptons. But the Hamptons is a much nicer place to retire to or something, or like half in the city, half, or like, I don't know what you want to do. Like, first you thought you wanted to do half Hamptons, half city, because you think Hamptons gets too boring, but then you saw the city isn't anything so special and there's a lot of grime and shit there. So what would the other half be? Would the other half be like a Great Neck or a Queens, like...
I'm going back and forth every day. I'm not
sounds
sure.
Back. Well, it's a good thing you didn't buy any properties before making any rash decisions for something you may not end up liking.
I'm still thinking about Hamptons.
Oh, you might sell. You might sell and then move to Florida.
No, I don't want to do that.
That's so
true. I don't want to do that at all. I don't want to live in Florida.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you were saying it's so nice to live in Florida.
No, I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said, isn't it nice to have a place like that to go? Like, I wish on a day like this we had a place to go to in the winter. In the winter.
I don't feel that way. If I want to see
you
something
you literally
in the winter,
said it. You're so bipolar. So
well, I'm not bipolar. What are you saying that for? I'm not bipolar. You don't know what bipolar is.
You don't know what you is.
What?
She's saying I'm bipolar.
I know you are, but one of my...
What?
No, you said a few weeks ago, wouldn't it be nice to have a... You said when the last time we all got lunch in the city, wouldn't it be nice to have a Florida place to go the way you do right now?
Well, maybe I was talking to Allie because her parents have her in
a... No, they weren't there. They did it to sit on the couch and avoid us.
I don't know. I feel... That, why would I want to live in Florida when you could go down there and stay there for a few weeks if you really wanted to in the winter? If you wanted to, you could stay in an expensive efficiency unit on the beach and stay there for 2-3 weeks if you want, and then come back. Like, I wouldn't want a place. I already have 2 houses.
I agree.
To take care of. I can't take care of one.
It's better to have low commitment. And quick and easy movement instead of being locked and loaded in a Solaris, heat congestion, despot.
That is. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be.
Florida can be a really shit. There's absolutely insane people in Florida, like insane meth heads and gator guys. People who are like real, like Everglades status.
Yeah, meth I could see that. I could see that. Yeah.
No, like there's just insane people in Florida. Like there's like really bad random crime there, even in nice areas where. I feel like in Long Island, you don't get that unless you go to, like, Hempstead. That's, like, the only... But in Florida...
Yeah, I don't think Florida...
No, I honestly think the heat makes people fucking insane. So people behave, like, erratically and psychotically sometimes. Like, if you ever hear about really bizarre crimes, a lot of bizarre, like, crimes happen in Florida. So...
Well, I think the thing is that what you're misunderstanding about that is that Florida is a much less expensive state to live in.
Yeah, that too.
They have a lot of poverty. They have a lot of...
Yeah, trailer trash.
And there is no state tax there. So people move down there when they're sort of down and out.
Yeah.
And they don't have to pay a state tax. A state tax. S-T-A-T-E.
Oh, I thought you meant
state. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They have to pay... We have to pay federal and New York State. And when you live in Florida and work in Florida, you do not have to pay the state tax down there.
Oh, I thought you... Okay, first I thought you said state.
From an accounting point of view.
First I thought you said state, then I thought you said e-state, then you just went back to saying state.
It's state.
This conversation is...
A lot of people, if they cannot afford to live in New York, they move down there. So it's right away attracting people who may be...
Yeah. I knew that already. Who do I sound like? I knew that. Everyone you know.
Yeah.
That's a joke. It's everyone you know.
Yeah.
Except for Lori, she's cool.
Yeah.
I think. I'm so drained. This is deteriorated. Dying, wasting away. I may have to order a pizza now because I'm so deaded.
Now, what did you do all day?
I thought.
Drugs.
And what'd you think?
I woke up at like 12:30. I played some Fork Knife. Called Nani. I FaceTimed with Harrison for about 45 minutes. I did some... journaling for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Spoke to a couple friends. That's literally been my day.
Now, why did you decide to do the FaceTime instead of seeing Harrison?
Because he said so.
Oh, I see.
What do you want, bruh? He told me to do it.
Alright, I guess he didn't feel comfortable doing it together.
No. He don't like me. So, it was good. He gave me a lot of advice about what he did to, like, meet girls and, like, how he felt he was successful. So, it was cool.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was fun. Laters. Gators.
Alright.
Bye, haters.
Love you.
Yeah.
Love you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
You know, do you remember what we did last year? We went to a nice restaurant for brunch on Easter. Do you remember?
Veranda.
Is that where we went?
We go to Veranda every time now. Come on.
No, I have a picture that came up on Facebook. It was in the city. We went to a place in the city for brunch.
With Allie?
No, Allie wasn't with us.
We went to Veranda on Easter.
Or maybe she was with her parents. They were not moving in yet.
Is Harrison there?
Harrison, yeah, there's a picture on Facebook. It came up. That we were all in it, and
we went to Veranda.
No, I'm telling you. Oh, it was last year, Veranda?
Yeah.
No.
2 years ago.
We went to some place on a Saturday. That's what we did, I think.
2 years ago, I was... with Maddie. or not to be? That is the question. I may have been with you 2 years ago again. We probably did Veranda the past 2 years in a row. I'm not even going to lie. Which,
no, I'm telling you, we went to Veranda.
2 years ago?
No, we were all in the city when we took the picture.
Easter?
Yeah, last year.
Really?
It was last year.
It's weird to think about.
But we probably did spend Easter in Veranda.
We did.
And we probably did.
Oh.
And I'm so sorry that you've been so traumatized.
I know. I was about to say.
With me. I'm sorry you have so much baggage.
It's okay. That's your problem.
That's not my problem.
That's your problem.
All right.
Love you.
Love you.
Fun
bye.
Memories of rent. Send me the pictures from Easter.
I will. Okay, bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Hate to watch her go, but I love to watch her leave. That's my mama, and she's drama. I will never have another recording of my brother to your sister and your mother, cause she caught me doing other, I think another in February. I take rubbers to your others and my smothered in your luggage and cummage and homage to a bombage, pay, plant, tarnish, what you garnish for a rodish. Chapter 6. Of some not interesting basic chat. Something new to this show.
Possibility of what I was doing. I would always do alcohol, though. I always feel comfortable with that because, you know, it's legal. It's more socially accepted than heroin. So it always felt all right if I was, like, having a beer. Like, I have a beer in front of me right now. I'm going to try doing beer today, beer and weed, instead of heroin. I was able to not do heroin yesterday, and it felt awesome. Because it was, like, the first day in about a week that I didn't have to do it. And that's always how it used to be. So I think the corona thing is making me use it more, but it's not like the corona is, like, causing problems. It's just exacerbating anything that was already there.
We have about 15 minutes left,
yeah.
And I want to talk to you about getting you to your mom's house, if it helps you stop using heroin.
But
and
it,
also,
it would only be for, like, 2 days. Like, it's really not, to me, it's not about the heroin. I want to see my family. It's going to make me happier. And the heroin thing, that's, like, honestly, like, it's part of it, but there's other things. Like, I'd like to see my grandma. She's 90 years old before she passes away. Like, I've been trying to do like more family phone calls, and I call my grandma every day. I do whatever it takes. I even sing to her. So it's, I'm trying to make it work, but yeah, what do you think your plan would be?
Well, I would ask your mom first to drive you.
She said yeah.
Cool. That would be the safest way for you to get there.
Okay.
If she does not want to come and get you, I would recommend that you get in Uber, car, whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to your mom's house, ask your mom if it's all right for her to be in another room,
mm-hmm.
for you to literally strip down naked,
mm-hmm.
run up to the bathroom and shower,
mm-hmm.
and your mom put that clothes in the wash machine immediately,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, have her wear gloves and then wash her hands afterwards. I think that is the safest thing for you to do.
And this thing lives for up to 17 days on surfaces, right?
Well, water and soap will definitely help.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what I would do.
Okay. Thanks.
But definitely see if she can come get you.
Yeah, she definitely will be willing to. She misses me probably more than I miss her. So, it's good.
As for Dr.
Buck, I'm gonna look and, like, it was really the timing. 9 to 5 p.m. It's not great. I'm going to look to try and get a preliminary schedule.
You did just tell me there that sometimes you'll sleep in until
11. Right.
So maybe see if you can schedule it for 9 a.m.
Yeah, it was honestly kind of a combination, like, I didn't know how I would feel about having a therapy, like, right in the beginning of the day. I don't know if that would, like, screw up my head going into, like, I'm very, I don't even know if it's, like, a mental thing or if it's some story I'm creating in my head, but that, like, going into the day, if, like, it's, like, an uncomfortable conversation or some, it could help me in my day, but I just didn't want to, like, chance it, like, in the middle of the day having, like, therapy discussion where I'm talking about, like, heroin and emotional things. I don't know. I thought it might ruin my day, but...
The psychiatrist will be a little bit different. Because Dr. Butler, I have not discussed your case.
Okay.
I only asked him a few questions, which is, do you do teletherapy?
Wait, is his name Dr. Buck or Dr. Butler?
Sorry, you're right, Dr. Buck.
Okay.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I asked him three questions. This was before the coronavirus, which was, do you do teletherapy? Do you accept Cigna? And do you prescribe Suboxone? Because to prescribe Suboxone, you have to do a two-day course as a doctor, which is ridiculous. But he said yes to all three, and that's why I thought it would be a good fit for you. Now that the coronavirus is actually happening, he is a very good doctor. He takes all insurances, and he's online.
That's really nice, yeah.
The sessions with the psychiatrist will be short.
How long?
At some point, the initial might be the longest, half hour 45. After that, they might just be 15 minutes.
It never happens.
Questions of, like, how are you adjusting to the medicine? Are you still using heroin? Are you off heroin?
It's full price, though, for the 15 minutes in the future?
Whatever your in-network benefits are. If he's in-network with Cigna, it's a contracted rate. He cannot charge you.
That's the issue. I don't know if I brought it up to you. It wasn't make or break, because if I need help, I'm going to get help even if the cost. I have a weird thing where my deductible $4,000 had to be spent, so I have to pay. I spoke to their payroll person or payment. I have to pay $175 until I hit my $4,000 deductible for 2020. Sucks. It's the worst insurance anyone could really have. My accounting firm is very not generous with those types of things, so it's going to be like $170 pretty much for, I guess, an hour or whatever it is the first time. But hopefully it's like reduced. If it's like 15 minutes, maybe it could be like half of $175 or something.
Well, here's something you should know. I have a lot of psychiatrists that I've met and referred to over the years. $175 is very low.
Yeah, I know that too. I know that too.
On average, in New York, it tends to be around $400.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Because outside of Cigna, that's kind of around the price range of what I charge.
Okay.
Speaking of Cigna, I was wondering if I could ask you a question.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm going to be shifting my billing around a little bit differently. I was wondering if I could start using, in a few months I'm probably going to get off Cigna, but I will still be on Cigna through a program called Headway. Have you ever heard of Headway?
No.
It gives me the ability to charge in-network if I want to. Obviously, I want to continue to work with you, and I will honor our original contract of in-network benefits with Cigna.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you can register with Headway, though, like make an account with them.
Yeah, sure.
And then I'll start billing you through Headway.
Okay. That's fine.
I'll I'll email you a link so you can make an account. It's very simple. It's just like your information and then your insurance information. Cool.
Okay, I'll make the account after I get the email.
Listen.
Yeah.
For this week, let's talk about a few things you could do for next week, okay?
Okay.
Number one, contact Dr. Buck.
Yes.
Get an appointment. Number two, call your mom and see if she'll come get you. Because even if you cut back on heroin a little bit, that's great. That's what I want.
What? Yeah, what if I have, like, I was trying to, like, wait a few more weeks. Like, if I have something, I don't want to, like, put her at risk. That's why I was kind of, like, waiting on a test. I was figuring, like, maybe, like, first week in May or something, I go back to see her. And
that's fine.
Yeah. Even so, like, I wouldn't be staying there for more than, like, 3 days. So, like, I don't think, like, going to visit her is, like, a long-term solution to get me to stop using, like,
I'll stop. 3 days.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. The boyfriend, like, made provisions that I'm not allowed to be there, like, long-term. So that was what we had to fight over Thanksgiving, that he, like, stormed out of the restaurant we were at in Thanksgiving because he wanted to, like, still... He was one of the reasons I... Like, one of the voices in her ear originally telling me that I had to, like, leave the house originally. There were other things, like my poor behavior, using drugs and stuff. But he had, like, a basically, like, a fit of rage about me kind of asking to come home around Thanksgiving to, like, come home and stay home for, like, a few months for good. And he really didn't like that. So he, like, basically stormed out of the thing, and we had to, like, drive through the forest to, like, find him. He ran away. And
the forest?
We were in the Hamptons, and we were in the... It was, like, a restaurant with the town of East Hampton, but then there's, like, a whole wooded area and trails and stuff where that you have to drive through to get back to where our property is located. So he was basically, like, running and hiding through the woods for, like, 2 hours until my mom and brother were able to track him down and find him. And basically I just established from that I'm really not going to be able to come back home. So it's sad. Like, sometimes, like, I'll think, I really did not want to do heroin today, but then I'll think, screw my mom's boyfriend. He didn't even want me to be there. It's so sick. I'll cognitively, dissonantly blame. I'll say it's his fault that I'm here alone, that I'll do the heroin now. So I'll do like a... It's such a small, tiny amount, but I'll feel like I'm almost spiting the people who, like, made me leave home. So it's not really healthy in any way, shape, or form. So I'm not, like, allowed, really, to be there for too many days at a time. And then, like, me and him start to butt heads from there for too long. So if I visit, it's, like, 2 to 4 days, really, before. And she also, like, removed, like, my bed and everything. So it's kind of uncomfortable, actually, for me to be there for too long, like, sleeping arrangements that we have. But I definitely want to see them. They're still people I love and care about, you know.
Well,
sorry if that was just a crazy
no. Just information. Think of all that preparation is going to be worth it, okay?
Yeah, no, for sure. No, I know there's a million things to look forward to. I'm excited for a time when we don't have this insanity and I could go back to the beach and be with people I care about, see friends, go out to restaurants, have sushi. There's definitely really good stuff. I found this thing. Like, I was doing it prior to Corona. I was getting into that thing. It was originally coping with work in the late nights. I was really kind of doing the heroin. And then now with Corona, it's like I'm alone all day. I literally have nothing to do. It's almost like I found, like, a multi-purpose, like, uses that I'm using it, like, for work. If I'm feeling really lazy or I'm like, there's no way I'll be able to do this assignment, I'll incentivize myself. I'll do, like, a very tiny snort, and then it gives me this, like, hyperdrive to do, like, 2 hours of really good, detailed work. I think it's good, at least. But, Yeah, it's a little confusing right now. Some stuff.
All right. Well, think about the things we talked about.
Yeah.
And maybe when you are about to use heroin, maybe journal what you're thinking, what's going on.
I actually
on.
Do. I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you send me a copy of that?
Yeah.
You can take a photo of it and send it to me.
Okay, maybe I can find one or two notes I feel
he doesn't respond to the
comfortable
emails you
sharing. Yeah.
I sent it, he didn't respond.
Alright, man. And okay. I'll see you next week.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds good. Same time. So, just to reiterate, Dr. Buck, schedule, answer your email with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I'll just stay happy and healthy.
Yes, sir. I'll see you next week.
All right, stay well. Hope everything is all right in your end, Joseph.
You too.
Okay, awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Cool, bro. What Joseph wants to figure out, though, is what's actually wrong with me. What he doesn't understand is it's not the drugs. It's just me. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May. And summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair sometimes declines. By chance or nature changing course untrimmed, by thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou oust. Nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to thy time thou grouse'st, so long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Thank you for listening, guys. We know it isn't always easy. It's actually very hard. It's so fucking weird. It's really just me, though. I'm practically leading the charge. You could call it Ali's World. Call it what you wish. This program is erupting. It's making its waves on the scene. And I think we'll be a top 100 sex and education podcast in the next decade. If it's not the last thing that I do. Until thy sun shall come and shine down on you. Fear thee not, Father. I shall make sins of whatever he shall mourn to new. I am the Alex. I am coming for you.